When you got the call from Ted Thompson that you were going to be a Packer, what were your feelings?
Excited, you know, just to be a part of this tradition. I'm ready to take it to the next level, and you know, it was a very exciting experience for me to take a call from, you know, in the first round.
Nick, how well do you know Clay, and what are your feelings about pairing up with him?
So I played with Clay my freshman year, and since then we've been boys. But you know, I'd be glad to be, you know, across from him, just to create problems like he did, and just to be a force, you know, on the other side of the ball.
At the scouting combine, you seemed a little hesitant to make the move to outside linebacker. I guess, what do you think of that move now?
You know, it's here. You know, I can't control it. This is something that, you know, I love doing. I love playing football, and you know, I'm here to do whatever it takes to compete, and you know, whatever I can do to help the team, I'm here for that.
Nick, do you feel you have to drop some weight to play outside linebacker in the NFL?
I think I'm comfortable with my weight. If it needs to adjust, I see nothing wrong with it. But you know, I feel like I'm fast, and I'm able to get into driving to coverage as well as my weight now, or even if I drop. So I don't think that's really an issue.
How aware were you of the Packers' need for an outside linebacker or pass rusher?
I was aware of it, but I wasn't sure where I was going to draft. So I just took the humble experience and just tried to just stay clear and just hope, you know, that I get picked.
Have you done any pass coverage, dropped in pass coverage at all?
Excuse me?
Have you dropped back in pass coverage at all?
Yes, I did. I did drop in coverage. It isn't new to me, but you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done just to help me adjust to this transition.
You played up against Matt Khalil every day in practice. Now you're going to be playing against your rival here again with the Vikings. What's your thoughts on going up against him?
It's great competing against guys that, you know, I went against, even practice against, you know, at USC. It's going to be an opportunity. I'll love to get after him, and I'm excited for it.
Where did you feel your window was? Where did you feel as high as you could have gone and as low as you could have gone when the draft was?
Somewhere in the mid, you know, first round to late, to even to the early second round. You know, I wasn't sure where I would go, so, you know, just trying to take it, you know, one day at a time, and, you know, everything worked out for the best.
Nick, why do you think you're better than the other pass rushers in this draft?
I think I have the raw set skills, and I have the mind to do it. I think I have a lot to bring to the table. There's a lot of potential that needs to be taken out of me, and you know, I'm going to Green Bay to a great tradition that's going to help me improve my game and make me become a better player for years to come.
Nick, has Clay offered you any advice on what life might be like in Green Bay versus where you are right now?
He hasn't, but I expect to change. Wherever I have to go, I have to adapt and change. So it doesn't matter. You know, I would, you know, just change to my surroundings and be the best that I can be.
Nick, have you heard from Clay yet?
Yes, he congratulated me on the pick, and you know, that's pretty much where we're at right now.
Anything else for Nick?
Nick, how soon do you plan to come to Green Bay?
Whenever I get the call, I'm available, and I'm here and ready to go.
Nick, after going to Southern California from Detroit and now coming back to the Midwest, what was your feeling about that after having kind of lived a good life in California for a while?
It was a great experience for me to get out and, you know, kind of mature and grow as, you know, as a player and as a man. And, you know, just to be back, you know, around the family. You know, a lot of good family and the support is there. I'll be happy to be, you know, closer to home.
Did you grow up a Lions fan? Do you have any Packers Lions memories?
I didn't grow up a Lions fan. You know, I kind of watch, you know, a little bit of everybody. I love different players from different teams. So, you know, I wasn't quite a Lions fan.
Nick, word association, first thing you think of when you think of Green Bay?
Could you repeat that?
What do you think of when you think of Green Bay? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Super Bowls.
Nick, at any time during the draft, did any other teams call you or talk to you, or was Green Bay the first one to call you?
Green Bay was the first to call in. Didn't talk to no one before that. It was very quiet for me through the process.
Was that a little unsettling for you, or how did you handle it?
I just try to keep my composure. It's hard just sitting around and everyone's getting called. But at the end of the day, I'm just blessed to be in this situation here.
What was it like to hold up that Packers jersey when you walked up to the stage?
Excuse me?
What was it like to hold up the Packers jersey when you walked up to the stage?
It was awesome. Green and yellow is awesome to me. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a Packer, and I know it carries a lot of weight, and I'm ready to take on the challenge.
Nick, why did you transfer after your junior year of high school to a different school?
My school closed at high school on my junior year. I was able to go to another school, and I chose Martin Luther King.
And what were the factors for coming out early, Nick, from college?
There was no one in particular that helped me decide it. No one had control over that. It's my destiny, and I felt as though I had a great 4 years there, and it's been a blast, and I'm ready to take it to the next level, and I'm ready to compete at the next level. It's been a dream all my life, and I'm taking my chance now.